Remember this? Saturday, July the 5th, 2014. Tens of thousands of people descending on the Stray in Harrogate to celebrate hosting the Tour de France. Yet, strictly speaking, due to an Act of Parliament covering the land, an event of that size should never really have been held there. There's now talk of relaxing those rules, though, to make it easier to host big one-off events in the future. But not everyone's happy about it.
I'm Judy Darcy-Thompson and I'm chairman of the Stray Defence Association in Harrogate. Our Stray is unique. I think you could safely say that Harrogate is defined by the Stray. It's the first thing people see, the first thing people comment on. Your own radio station is named after it, after all. It's extremely important. It's been around for so long that people tend to almost not ignore it, but assume it will always be there.
For 80 years, the Stray Defence Association have been fighting greater encroachment on the 200 acres of lands. They proudly state their aim as granting freedom of the Stray to all people for all time. And they believe proposals to have the Stray Act relaxed could set a dangerous precedent.
We feel very strongly, as do huge numbers of Harrogate people, that this is not what the Stray is meant for. The Stray belongs to the people of Harrogate. At the moment, there are very, very good strictures in place because of the current Parliamentary Act, which protects it. If those strictures are removed and they have an act of their own choosing, and that's the big thing, you know, what they want, not what the people of Harrogate want necessarily. If they have that, then they can do pretty much what they like. And will our beloved Stray be taken away in dribs and drabs? Do you really want to look out for 6 or 7 months from spring to autumn on the Stray covered in something being put up, put down and taking place?
But not everyone shares their concerns. Business leaders have given the plans their cautious backing, as has the tourism industry. Michael Newby from Visit Harrogate thinks the town needs to move with the times.
I think it is a good idea, and Harrogate's had to reinvent itself over the years in making itself attractive, bringing in visitors. I mean, people don't come for the purge anymore, so you've got to, as I say, reinvent yourself. And I think it's important to have the flexibility to have occasional larger events, and perhaps some smaller ones. There's been a lot of controversy over certain events in the Valley Gardens and whether they should be on the Stray or not, and I think it's being allowed to have the flexibility. I mean, the government, or certainly Parliament, has said that they're not really happy about doing ad hoc amendments as has happened for, say, the Tour de France and the Tour de Yorkshire. They don't want that happening again because it takes too much time, you know, for any event. And I think if we don't have the flexibility to be able to bid for certain events that aren't going to happen every year, they're going to be, you know, every few years, but it will help put Harrogate on the map, and I think it's important to have that ability.
Well, Harrogate Borough Council launched a consultation back in November over the plans, and it insists there are no proposals for regular events to be held on the Stray. Points out the Duchy of Lancaster, which owns the land, will still have a veto. But there are fears political changes some way down the line could mean that one day we lose local control. Judy Darcy-Thompson again.
We have great fears, really great fears, that if this goes through and we become a unitary authority, then who will be in charge of the Stray? It won't be Harrogate Borough Council. It could be Leeds, Skipton, Goole, Selby, whoever. It is much too important an issue for people not to be made aware.
Well, the current consultation has received political backing. Andrew Jones is MP for Harrogate and Knaresborough. He says the success of previous events makes this a no-brainer.
I just want to capture some of that magic that we had for the Tour de France and think of more events that we could have which will bring people to our town and give people an opportunity to enjoy all the things that we have here.
The Tour de Yorkshire Cycle Race will make use of the Stray this spring, only after a lengthy application was made to Parliament. And Deputy Council Leader Michael Harrison says that's not a long-term solution.
The Act of Parliament doesn't allow us to hold these kind of temporary but larger events. And so the only way we can do it is to suspend that Act of Parliament. And government isn't really in the business of suspending Acts of Parliament, though there is a mechanism to do it, and they've done it now for us twice. But they've made it clear to us that if you want to honour on, you know, these larger events occasionally to hold them on the Stray, then you need to make a change to the Act so that you can do that from time to time, rather than coming to government and asking them to suspend the act.
Well, the consultation will close on Monday morning, and campaigners have issued a final plea for people to share their comments. At stake, they say, is the future of the Stray for generations to come. Judy Darcy-Thompson.
If you love Harrogate, you love your Stray, and you want it to remain the way it is, a beautiful expanse that everyone can use, please, please vote and say, no, we don't want the Stray taking over by Harrogate Borough Council. Please.